Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Acting.
Yeah.
It's just being a different variation. Okay, I'm done.
All right. So, you know how, like, sometimes you will hear about a musician dying and you'll suddenly realize that they had a really good, like, catalog? You know that thing about
sure. How, yes.
We're with
yes.
you.
Okay,
yeah,
we're with you. We got to say yeah for the podcast audience, right?
Papa? Very good. Yeah. Exactly. For the podcast audience, they're agreeing with me, nodding vigorously. That is how I feel about the Choco Taco. I had no idea you guys all felt this way about
we're
this
saving
lost
Choco.
Artist.
We're finishing with the Choco Taco.
Oh,
that's finish.
Actually
teasing,
in our show now.
You're teasing right now. This is yes. a good host.
Oh, sorry. This is a cold open, as it were.
I get it. I get it. Because it's ice cream.
Yeah. Cold open in the freezer.
Woo. Yeah, for the podcast audience, I was winking and pointing finger guns while I said that. Welcome to Debatable, by the way, a fake television show where we will actually celebrate the Choco Taco in the actual flow on an actual menu that we have right here today, Alabaster. So, how are you feeling?
I feel good. I was seeing if you're going to land the plane there and connect us to the start of the show, but not, you know, you hit the first jump pass. Cold open was great, so you're forgiven.
I just Sullenberger'd this. How dare you? there were some geese in the engines, but
well, it's hard if you are both Sully and the goose. Like you can't be both, and you are always both Sully and the goose.
And the podcast audience is the passengers. It's along for the ride. Terrifying.
Cuts to the core of me.
Oh, I love that.
Alabaster is the plane.
That's right. The first question I have for you is about Kyler Murray and that contract that sort of broke all of our brains last week. And, you know, more news has trickled out about stipulations in that contract. And my question to you is, what do the clauses about film study in Kyler Murray's new mega deal tell you?
I mean, it says more than anything else that we learned about this contract, I think, because this is now we have something to sink our teeth into. Dominique, I want you to just characterize for us, like, how rare it is. Have you ever seen, I guess the question is, like, have you ever seen a clause, a whole subsection of a $230 million contract or any contract that requires the player explicitly to study film for 4 hours a week and not play video games also explicitly?
Hell no. It's the craziest thing I've seen in a contract in a long time. There's a lot of weird things about this. So, like, first of all, it annoys me that the Cardinals would put this in the contract, because it feels like to me what they're trying to do is absolve themselves of whatever responsibility they had for last year's playoff game and any other bad games that have ever happened. I'm not saying that Kyler Murray is a great student of the game. I don't know whether he is or he isn't. I would assume that he's not if they went and put this in the contract. But that's for you and him to discuss. And having this stipulation in a contract doesn't do anything but embarrass your star player. And it's not enforceable. Like, what are you going to do?
Right. That was my next question.
You going to cut him? You going to fine him? So you first going to give him 160 guaranteed. And they're like, no, according to our iPad analytics, you are also playing Call of Duty while you were on the iPad. So give us $50,000. If I was Kyler, I would come with enough fines to cover the whole season and throw it at them along with the iPad. Like, shut up. Leave me alone. It just feels like it's going to backfire. It's not well thought out. And it's like a cover your own ass situation. And I hate it. I hate it. And even if I'm not defending Kyler, maybe he does not watch film. Maybe he should start. This ain't the way to do it. Y'all need to hire some computer programmers and figure out how to get the game plan into Call of Duty. If that's what he's going to look at, he's like, quarterbacks are hard to find. You found one. You better figure out a way to teach him.
Wait, I like Jacoby, how there are two routes here, and Dominique has described both of them for us. One is put parental controls on Kyler Murray's iPad, right? Mm-hmm. Only let him see, only regulate, the allowable stuff, right? Or the non-allowable stuff in this case. The other path is to invent a film room inside of a video game to fool Kyler Murray into thinking he is still playing Call of Duty, but actually he's just grinding the All-22.
All right, I'm upset. There's probably like five things that upset me about this. Number one, if he's worth $230 million, you shouldn't be tacking on 4 hours of homework. Number two, it's homework. It's like my kid's teacher's always like, well, he should be reading 30 minutes a day at home. You teach the kid, all right? You have him do it there. You're the coach. Coach the guy. Just tell him to do it. Why is he having to do it at home? You've got a whole facility that you spend hundreds of millions of dollars on. Like, why don't you do it, coach? Coach him, coach. You know what I mean?
I cannot describe how opposite my parents were and are to the division of parenting that Jacoby is describing, but continue.
Same place.
The fact that we have this information is just frankly disgusting to me, right? Like, this is like a targeted leak.
Right.
That makes me upset. As someone who likes Kyler Murray as a football player, I don't know Kyler Murray. I don't know him at all. I like to watch him play football because he can be electric. So it's like, I was happy he got this deal. This whole thing was contentious. You're the word guy.
Contentious.
Word
contentious.
Contentious. Was contentious tenuous the whole time. And then the idea that we're spending literal at least an hour on ESPN talking about this today. Like an hour of ESPN will be about this stipulation.
1 hour? We ain't doing our job if we only spend 1 hour on
this. It's July 26th.
I already spent 30 minutes on First Take this morning.
This contract thing makes me so mad.
Quick interjection, and Pablo, I think you'll appreciate this. If Jacoby had done a little bit more homework, maybe he'd know the difference between tenuous and contentious, but I digress. Keep going.
That's uncalled for. Jacoby,
you went to public school, right?
Is it that obvious?
No. I was just going
to Jacoby. I didn't discuss
this. You went to a school. Seem like a public school guy.
People
spend money on your education.
I just was going to defend
you. Like
I just took a shot from Alabaster. I took a shot from Dominique.
I'm sorry. I was trying to find out so I could defend you against these two private school jerks ganging up on us public school normies. I'm sorry. And I still ended up taking a shot at you. That was poorly done. It was a poorly executed jump pass. I hit you in the face with it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I turned around to get the rebound. You hit me in the back of the head.
My bad.
Before we abolish homework, and there is a movement I've learned recently that there is a movement to abolish homework, and Jacoby puts a good face to that movement, right? Like, you raise a good point. Yes, this is your job. You can't – well, I guess the question really is, like, can you actually force someone to do homework in the NFL, right? Like, that's where we are now.
It's 4 hours a week. Dominique, is it wrong of me? I've never played in the NFL. I feel like – maybe like during poops, I would pick up the game plan or something. You know what I mean? Like, don't you spend 4 hours a week just like trying to be good at your job outside of the facility?
4 hours a week is a bit. I want to be a part of the negotiations that went on.
Yes.
Like, I would like to be a part of this part of the negotiation, not the $200 million negotiation. Like, we need, because I'm sure they started like 12 hours a week outside of here. And then he was like, shit, 12 hours? How about 30 minutes? And then it ended up at 4.
But Dominique, speaking of how this negotiation may have gone, it feels like the language in the contract speaks to a back and forth between the employer and the employee, because it's also stipulated that he will not receive credit for studying or watching game film while it plays on his tablet, or if he's doing something that can distract him, such as watching TV or playing video games.
Which makes me think,
at the negotiating table, Kyler was just sitting there muttering, well, I'm just gonna play video games. Yeah. And they're like, well, okay, now I gotta put that into the contract too. Because he just said it.
This creates this ideal that this needs to be in there because he doesn't do this on his own. Like now, like as a media member and people watching media members, there's this reputation building thing that really bothers me. The idea now is that Kyler Murray doesn't do his homework because they needed to put it in the contract, and that pisses me off because I like Kyler Murray as a football player.
And whether he does or he doesn't, maybe it's true that he doesn't. Lots of players don't, but what bothers me is we get so little information about these players that we're still talking about Sam Darnold seeing ghosts because of one quote. This is going to stick to Kyler Murray for until he does something bigger that is worse or something bigger that is better. This is going to be what hangs over his head. These are the jokes that we're going to make when they lose. And they have created this. They're not dumb enough to realize to think that this was just going to go away. They have created this. And even if he does, and forcing somebody to watch film. So like when you see like workout clauses in people's contract, to me, that's about getting people to be there, like knowing that they will be there. It is not about getting them to work out, because once they walk in that building, you can't make them do anything. The same thing about this film thing is you can't take anything from film unless you are actually actively committed to watching film. So like making it compulsory to me, like, is counterproductive. All it does is expose Kyler Murray to some unfair criticism, which I exactly. guess he can wipe his tears with all that damn cash. Good for him, dummies.
Pablo, yeah, Pablo, Jacoby, read the quote. This is good for the podcast audience.
Yeah, love I'll so do much. Two things here. Number one, I'll define compulsory for you. It means you're forced to do something. Secondly, I'm going to go to the
now, okay, now everyone's taking a shot at me. Thank you very much. Oh, okay. All right. I've got bullets in my chamber that I can fire as well, but I don't because I'm taking the high road.
Let them fly.
Michelle Obama taught me to when they go low, you go high, and Michelle Obama has never been wrong.
The arc of debatable does bend towards bullying, though, which is a problem. Okay, so this is the NYT profile from last December in which Kyler Murray said, quote, "I think I was blessed with the cognitive skills to just go out there and see it before it happens. I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit there and kill myself watching film." End quote. And so this presumably, I want to just make the case just for devil's advocate's sake, right? For like why the Cardinals may do this, knowing that the guy that they just signed to this contract is also the guy that they need to apparently make compulsory no video game rules about, right? Because what if Kyler Murray just can't stop playing video games? Like, what if he's that? I mean, I will say this. When I was growing up, my parents, in their effort to make me do homework, they literally put locks. You know how a plug in AC, you know, like the plug into the wall has those holes in the thing? They would put a small lock into the hole of the plug. So I could not plug in my Sega Genesis. That really happened to me. And I feel like I now relate to Kyler Murray in a way that nobody else on this program can.
Oh man, yeah, I can't relate to that. That is, ooh, I'm concerned.
It's
gonna
be really hard to hold back this height joke.
It explains a lot.
That's really bad to hold back this height joke.
Oh man, and at the end of the day, it eventually backfired on your parents because now you make strip club jokes with a couple
the
of
jokes
public
on
school
them.
Jerks.
Exactly, the jokes on them. But yeah, I mean, this is the other quote. I don't sit there for 24 hours and break down this team and that team, and I watch every game because in my head I see so much, et cetera, et cetera.
Alabaster's piling on. Alabaster's part of the problem here because he's pulling these quotes from a profile that makes it seem like he doesn't care and he's just relying on his natural ability. But guess what? There is a such thing as paralysis by overanalysis. And you know what? I could spend 80 hours a week studying film, and you put me out there as the quarterback of the Cardinals, it's not going to go well. So I think there is something to this sort of like athletic philosophy of the right mix for the right person.
It's the right mix for the right person. Is a parental divergence in philosophy. And I don't want to be the Cardinals as a parent myself, right? I don't want to be tiger momming, helicopter dadding, whatever the term of art is now. Because what they're trying to do, I think, is make sure that whenever Kyler Murray goes on Twitch, he is just going to get all of the jokes that we've all agreed he's about to get. He's just going to be miserable. He's going to be miserable doing the thing he loves. And that, to me, is a strategy. It's a devious strategy.
Good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. And I feel like there's like a Manny Ramirez is a great example. Whereas you're like, Manny, like you're facing such and such pitcher. He's like, I don't care. I'm going to hit the ball that way. And then there's other baseball players that need the analytics. And they have a card for every pitcher. They know tendencies and they overthink it. It's the right mix for you and stipulating 4 hours a week of independent study outside of the facility, not while with a coach, that to me, this is like, you can't put that on somebody that doesn't want it or might not need it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to break myself of my rigid way of thinking, but my rigid way of thinking tells me that you cannot be a successful quarterback in the NFL, like without actually studying the tape on your own and fully understanding what the game plan is and what to expect from the defense. Apparently, Kyler Murray has been a very good quarterback while not doing that. But
We don't know if he's doing it or not.
What if we spin this, Dominique? What if we spin this? Just imagine how good Kyler Murray's about right. to be.
That
we
well,
don't know
no.
that he's not doing it. That's the part that bothers me.
So, like, to the on the parenting
because
analogy,
of the stupid contract, we're assuming that he's not trying, but he's trying. I assume he's trying. The quarterback.
The parenting analogy is an interesting one because you need, like, I have three children, so I've come to accept that different kids need different things, and I don't like parent them all the same. And the idea that you put a lock, some of my kids, they need a lock on certain things. Others of my kids, it would backfire. And putting a lock on your video games could have backfired because part of growing up is like learning to be able to control yourself and learning what's best for you and making mistakes. Like, you don't, one thing that I've learned or I accept is that telling kids something or telling anybody something does not stick nearly as well as experience sticks. So, like, it's the whole old thing about like telling you hot it's hot versus touching the stove. And so I would have thought that last year's playoff game was Kyler Murray touching that damn stove. And I would have thought that you wouldn't have to put that in no damn contract because he got embarrassed and it was very bad and ugly. He was throwing Carson Wentz backed up green zone interceptions, pick sixes, while like not seeing where the ball is going.
Maybe, so, hold on. Can I advance the ball here for a second? Sorry.
Please.
Maybe the 4 hours of independent study is just that one game. Maybe there's like every week you have to watch these 4 hours of you sucking against the Rams week one, week two, week three, week four, all the way through the playoffs, even if we get there or not.
I like
because
it.
That's the 4 hours. That's how we got the
now
4 hours
I'm on board.
Negotiation. I like this.
Now I'm on board.
We've
yeah, you
got
to watch the
out.
TV copy too and listen to the commentators.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know what
yes.
the hell he's doing.
That's what I was doing at home too. I was like, this is my yeah. guy. I was like, I gambled on you and everything. Jeez.
And so, like, there's another strategy. I remember my brother got in trouble. My brother got in trouble in school, and my parents were like, you know what? They took off work, and they went to school with him for a whole week every day. And the purpose was not to teach him anything. It was every to embarrass day. The shit out of him.
Yeah. This and is that's the what, wildest that's... story I've ever heard.
Like, yeah, my locked video game system just got one up. Yeah.
What? Yeah, how old was he? They walked like, the halls of, like, a high school?
Yeah, they walked the halls. They embarrassed the hell out of them, and I don't know that it works, but it was a strategy, and it feels like and my brother like matured on his own schedule. He's a fine, upstanding, married man, taking care of life with his daughter. He's fine. He figured it out, but it feels Doesn't like, him. And it wasn't that experience did not change him. It wasn't like tomorrow I'm a new man. Like just this idea in general that these like this one event is going to change people. It's people watch too many movies and TV shows. And we all like to tell these stories like, you know what? I was this kind of guy. Then this happened and it changed me. No, it didn't. Like, no one of it changes any individual. So to me, it feels like they're trying to like shame him into being a more responsible player when they should just like accept that he is who he is and hope that he gets better and provide the resources that he needs. Interject,
Alabaster,
sir.
I assume you have a traumatic childhood story also you want to share.
So many, but we don't have enough time. I more want to ask a question to Dominique, and it's because we talked a couple weeks ago about how you said Peyton Manning was harder to play than Tom Brady, and I feel like a lot of that's because of his ability to read stuff pre-snap and adjust.
Yep.
And like for this record-breaking contract, isn't it kind of fair for them to expect that type of preparation so that he can become a quarterback that can do the Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, you know, QB nerd things.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just come
like,
from studying film?
It's fair to expect that type of preparation, but it's not fair to put it in the contract in my view.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
If we use the like tired relationship analogy, there's a lot of things that my wife expects from me and I expect from her that were not in the vows. And it's just like understood. And if I did those things or she did some of those things, she'd be really, both of us would be confused and it'd be weird for me to be like, well, should have put it in the contract. Like, that's what it feels like to me. Because if you put anything in a marital contract beforehand, that you are making it quite clear that I'm worried about this. And that's what it sounds like they're doing. And it's embarrassing to him.
Well,
and I have to go answer
I've
to my
friends. I've violated every
about...
contract I've ever signed. We've all violate these little contract things.
Yeah.
We all do. Every little, and no one adheres to every little detail of every contract. Like, the Cardinals are not going to monitor this. There's embarrassing.
Well, this is why I think there's actually a better compromise solution that I just thought of while listening to Dominique. Because remember, I did this. I don't know if you guys did this. Remember when you were like a little kid and it was time to give like your mom or your dad a gift, and you'd make like fake coupons, like one hug. Here you go. They should do that with Kyler Murray instead of the contract. They should make Kyler should have to accept coupons from the Cardinals, like one film session, please. Okay. And then you'd have to go and like actually like do your homework. Like that, because
you,
right now.
Did you ever, hold on. Did you ever fulfill any of those coupons?
I was just reminded. Never I got a whole book of these from my son, and I've not fired one of those off. I'm going to go home and find that thing
tonight,
right now.
Tonight. Yeah. Just surprise. as soon as he sits down to hit that Fortnite, clean the bathroom. Coupon. Yeah. Remember? Yeah.
Just making it rain with those coupons. Cashing
off of it. You just ruined his weekend with coupons from 3 birthdays ago. Just.
I'm about to be hit with a coupon from 1991 after this show. I just realized that.
All right. What you got, Allie?
All right, guys. Let's move on to another quarterback. My question. Bill Belichick, not usually effusive with praise of his quarterbacks. We saw that for 20 years with Tom Brady. So how much stock do you put into his comments that Mac Jones has made dramatic improvement?
So to me, the answer to this question rests on how you feel about someone who never gives compliments, but suddenly has given a compliment, right? Mm-hmm. Because Bill Belichick, to me, is that emotionally withholding dad. He is Logan Roy in Succession. He is sort of orchestrating his entire coaching staff that way. And Dominique, for the podcast audience, is already declaring that he feels the way about this story that he felt about Steph Curry's chances about winning another championship.
You've got I didn't realize that you have such like a signature move now. This is brilliant.
I gotta finish your move now. Thanks to Steph Curry. I just found my tombstone and my razor's edge.
Yeah, your people's elbow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Dominique, you were just saying this is gonna be written on your tombstone. Dominique Foxworth, the guy who did the googly zero glasses
to Steph Curry.
1980.
Nope.
Whatever.
I was just talking about the Undertaker's. I was born in 83. Talking about the Undertaker's move, wrestling. Us public school kids who didn't have locks on the electricity in our house were allowed to watch wrestling growing up.
Nerd. That was the devil's wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling really is the devil. So much. A whole nother show about all the different transgressions.
Literally satanic.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I put stock in Bill Belichick complimenting his young quarterback because it's just rare for him to give compliments. And when you get a compliment from someone who never gets a compliment, Dominique, you know that feels good.
Cam Newton.
I'm going to go back to say that you know, I think that sometimes you need a pat in the back and sometimes you need a kick in the butt. And I think that at that stage of Tom Brady's career, he very much needed kicks in the butt because he had all the rings and things. He brought him out. So I feel like Mac Jones is still developing and he needs more of a pat in the back. That's what I would say.
It's hard to yell when the bell rattles in your mouth. I think that Jacoby's probably right. It's more about what the player needs than about what is actually true.
Wait, so we can make this into an argument. How about Mac Jones is soft now because he got a compliment from Bill Belichick?
Oh, that's great ESPNing right there. That's high-level ESPNing.
Save it for tomorrow.
None of us even said anything remotely close to it that could even be inferred that Mac Jones was soft. The only thing I would say about Mac Jones, I was surprised how soft he was in the middle when I saw him with the shirt off. But hey, good for him.
He was a little squishy. A little squishy.
Not anymore. Boomst.
Oh, yeah.
Ripped Mac.
Shirt's not tight enough. I can't see the midsection.
I have a question for you, Dominique. Why does this stuff actually like penetrate the minds of NFL experts and analysts? Because it works on me. Like all of this, like I've heard so many people say Mac Jones this offseason, Mac Jones will be better, Mac Jones will be the best second year quarterback, Mac Jones this and that it incepts my own takes that I actually like, now I believe it to be fact, but I have not seen Mac Jones throw a single football since the last time he's in a Patriot uniform.
Yeah, Alabaster, I saw you sneaking that run him up on the clock right there. But yes, we all are susceptible. We all are susceptible to these nonsense storylines. When it's out there, it gives us something to say. I think it's very similar to the Kyler Murray thing, is that now it gives us something to point to that is completely irrelevant when things start happening. So if Mac Jones has a good start to the season, we are going to elevate him to top 10 quarterback status, in part because we've been primed for it. If Kyler Murray has a bad week one, It's all going to be about his immaturity and his inability to watch film or his refusal to watch film. So, yes, this stuff, we're all humans. We're all susceptible to the same things. Even us fake experts are susceptible
Patriots,
to the nonsense of a sweaty Patriots, shirt.
Giants, Panthers, Raiders, first three games. I could see a 2-0 start. I could see a 2-0 start with Mac Jones. You know, let's look at the Cardinals. I think there's a little tricker, if I remember correctly.
All you're doing is giving us ammunition to call Mac Jones a choker, by the way. A soft choker by, like, soft September 21st. We're going to get to say both of those things, given the standard that we've
Cardinals start with the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Titans. So it'll be right around. Oh, no, that's preseason. This is bad for me. This is bad for me. Bad, bad ESPNing. Okay. Oh, they start with the Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Rams.
Oh, that's bad. Ooh.
So that's 0-3. So 0-3, it's going to be right around, mark this down, Alabaster, right around the end of September, September 28th, 29th.
Make the menu. Make the Tuesday, menu right now.
That Tuesday will be, is Kyler Murray the worst contract in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
He's 0-3 and he's throwing a bunch
Kyron
of picks.
Across first yes. take, Kyler Murray is 0-3 because he can't stop playing that game that just yes. came out where you're a cat.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
I saw that awesome game. It's called Stray. Yeah, I watched a YouTube video of someone playing it last night. Unironically,
I'm not like there
45
yet.
Minutes.
Just for journalism's sake, 45 minutes. Look up
I watched someone play the game. I didn't play the game or buy the game. I watched someone play the game.
You're getting a sense now of
why there were locks on the Sega Genesis.
As a journalist, the Patriots start with the Dolphins, the Steelers, and the Ravens. So we'll be higher on Mac Jones than Kyler Murray after week three.
But I guess
the Dolphins defense is pretty tough.
Can I ask a larger question about Bill Belichick, though? Right now, you think he's less of a genius than you did like 5 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The Cam Newton thing, yeah. And yeah,
I'm just saying, I feel like once upon a time, Bill Belichick got to make these pronouncements, and you just have to give him all of the leeway to make it because he was kind of this like, papal figure, right? He was speaking ex cathedra. How dare you question Bill Belichick? But now I feel like the notion of Bill Belichick feels X or Y or Z about something, it just doesn't hit the same anymore. It just
facts.
Doesn't.
He made
it's facts. The Antonio made, Brown Matt experiment. Patricia. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
And right now, Dominic is coaching staff.
He made Matt Patricia an O-line coach, which Matt Patricia is a rocket scientist and a defensive coordinator and a failed head coach. And he made Joe Judge the quarterback's coach, who the special teams coach and a failed head coach. Like, there are questions around this. The offseason moves have been concerning, I guess is the best word for it. Or not concerning, just confusing if he's trying to win a championship anytime soon. So, yeah, there's like... It's weird to say that the game can pass people by, but the game can pass people by. And also, Tom Brady is a really important part to the Patriots machine. And when you take him out, there's not the same amount of room that you had for error in the past, particularly when you had Tom Brady, who was also willing to play on rookie-sized deals. Yeah, for his whole contract.
Alabaster, do you want to send the email to First Take with the Chiron that says Foxworth: the game has passed Bill Belichick by? Or do you want me to?
Yeah. I knew it.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's smart. That's I like this like, a lot. Game has passed
doing
by Bill Belichick.
So many
this
jobs today.
Really well done. Russo is just going to come after you with the.
Oh, with old people?
Yeah, the Lombardis.
Just yelling names of old people at you is what's going to happen. Red Grange!
But Pablo, can I go compliment? That was a really good Belichick question. That was a good one. It does. I feel differently about Bill Belichick than I did. Like he's brought in a lot of people that are going to fall in line with the Patriot way. Remember all those offense? Remember last season, all that money they spent on free agents? Guess what?
Yes.
Didn't matter. You know, it's like it's like me when I'm at the blackjack table and my stack used to be like $400 and now it's like 15. I'm just like, I made a bunch of bad decisions recently because this has been a bad streak.
Oh, gosh. You're going to get hot again.
Yeah. What you lack in chips, you make up for in coupons, Jacoby. Not all is lost.
Yeah. Free drinks.
Man. You just put all these weird little things in little pockets in your brain and then they fall out. It's really amazing. And it just like, and it never seems like truly planned. It's like it fell out and you're like, hey, ooh, look what I found here. A callback.
I just found childhood trauma in my belly button. Yeah.
But I give this to Jacoby.
Alabaster saved me. I don't know how did this happen.
Yeah, Jacoby's living a pretty dark life, is what I've gathered from all of the details that he has revealed to us over the course of.
Well,
the
last maybe I should have some supportive minutes. Friends that help me out during these dark times instead of just putting an umbrella over my head.
We can negotiate right, that in the next contract.
Let's
keep an eye on the clock, guys.
Let's move on to some more quarterback.
I don't
talk
trust
here.
Alabaster.
Got some more quarterback talk here.
I don't trust them.
Okay. Well, let's move on anyway. What are the chances Josh Allen played this correctly? We have a clip for you guys.
That's watch.
Everybody, but I try to.
Josh Allen, have a great year.
Thanks
Peter. A lot.
Appreciate you. Oh.
Hey. For NBC Sports, Bills Camp, this is Peter King. All the best to you.
Hey!
Oh, man. 100%.
Guaranteed
100%.
That's a Super Bowl victory. That's a Super Bowl victory and MVP. Mm-hmm. And MVP.
People should be forced to contractually watch film of Josh Allen pulling off how to recover from a missed high five like this. Oh, this is how you do it. This is how you do it.
Yeah. This is
it's not
so
your
watch
fault.
This. No, look, he looks at the audience too. He looks at the audience like, look it, I'm going to clown right now.
Yep.
Smiles like, isn't this amazing? And then holds it, gets it. And they points at the audience like, look, that guy's a clown, not me. That was brilliant. That was brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with it. I feel like I need to do a different percentage, but I got to go 100 also.
Yeah.
100 MVP.
You have
the
to.
Other,
I mean,
he also spared Peter King. Peter King sort of walked home, I presume, none the wiser until this video, which he may or may not have even seen. Like, he spared the shame of the... Because the other move you could do here, right, is to just high-five yourself.
Yeah, that's the go-to.
I generally do, yeah.
But this one felt gracious.
He's holding the mic in one in the other hand, so it's tricky, you know?
Oh, then you just high-five the mic.
Yeah, I mean, I also like the dance out of it. It's another one where you just throw it up there. Oh. it's a part of your move.
Try to reel him in like a fish. No.
It's tough for Peter King. It's tough for Peter King because he's doing the turn to camera and then doing the sign off, like Peter King, Sports Illustrated, like doing that, like that kind of like, you know, that we all have that voice,
yes.
That, like goodbye, yeah. And he's doing that at the same time he's disrespecting Josh Allen. This is just a great performance from everybody here.
Veteran savvy.
I like the stare down also. Like maybe my hand's invisible, so you have the hand out there, you get stood up, and you check it out. Is it actually there? it's another go-to move with Josh Allen, perfection.
Yeah. Roll it back, Alabaster. We gotta roll this back. I really enjoy it. It's, I like his acknowledgement of the audience. He's like, Peter King doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The people matter.
Who?
Oh, he knew it immediately, too.
Yeah. He's well looking played. Around. It's like, you see all this? Terrible hats, Buffalo Bills.
Hold on, one more time. One more time. One more time.
Wait,
one more time.
Wait.
Peter King with the hand dry. I respect Peter King with the hand dry.
Oh, he did a hand dry?
He did.
What
he
happened?
Did a little hand dry. Check it out, Peter. I don't want to give you a little
I love it.
A hand dry.
I love it.
I missed that.
It. Oh, I
That's
love it.
That's why you grind the film.
Gotta grind it.
As a
That's
sweater,
why you
as
grind
a sweater.
The film.
See, look, I'm a sweater. Am I showing sweat right now? I'm a very sweaty person, so I'm really happy. Yes. I have mandatory hand dry. That's, I mean, COVID was really bad, but one thing that came out of it is I can just do fist pumps all the time now.
Yeah. Veterans.
So last question before we move on. Does a hand dry make you want to shake the person's hand more because they're being considerate or less because you know?
No, I would pivot. I would pivot to a bump at that point. I'm pivoting
less.
To a bump.
Yes.
And that is remaining clenched.
No one has done an unnecessary hand dry. No one's just like, oh, I just a habit.
And by the way,
my hands are bone dry. No one's ever done that.
That wipe definitely did not wipe off all the stuff that it collected to your hand while it was super wet.
That's true. It's a discreet leg hand dry too. I prefer. Let's be honest about it. Let's get a chest hand dry.
Yeah. Oh no!
Give me both sides. Yeah. Make the noise too. Yeah. Yeah.
I think the only thing that would have been better if Peter King was just like
Pablo for the podcast audience.
For the podcast audience,
moving on. Aaron Rodgers.
All right. We got one more quarterback. Thank you for being the quarterback of that transition, Dominique. My question for you all. What are the chances Aaron Rodgers is trolling us with his arrival at Packers camp?
All right. Let's see it. Yeah, for the podcast audience, yeah, I think you can probably guess some of this, but the rest of it, yeah, yeah.
He dropped the bag. He looks great.
Drop the bag. Where is the bag going? Is the bag a reference? Is the bag also a Con Air reference?
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
It is a Con Air reference, a very clear Con Air reference, and yeah, and he did the John Wick Halloween thing. The John Wick Halloween thing, he did that, and now he's doing this. And I don't know if trolling us is the right word, but he's curating the reaction. Let me just say that. Like he is curating this to make us do this today about him, instead of the fact that he has no more receivers and they probably won't be as good as last year and might end up third in the division. Because that would be the conversation otherwise.
Yep.
I now realize the curation that's been happening on this program just to get to this point. Yeah, I'm not even going to explain.
Yeah, don't.
The podcast audience, what just happened there.
But, yep, don't. They'll have to get YouTube.
Of course.
Yeah. Great flex in there, Pablo. We got a naked picture of Pablo, podcast audience. That's what we got.
That's why I have to tune in. That's why I have to tune in on YouTube.
Go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Smash that heart
numbers
button.
Just tripled.
I do feel like whenever Aaron Rodgers does something, I have to ask myself, am I about to do the thing that he's going to claim he wanted me to do all along?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the thing with the tattoo, the thing with this, like, can we just establish something that I think is undisputable at this point? Indisputable at this point.
Ooh.
That's
a tough one for you, word guy. Oh, yeah. See, me and Dominique can do that, but like,
oof. Yeah, you can't.
Can't miss those dunks.
I'm going to let you in to my brain, Dominique. You always want to go in my brain.
I do.
This is what happens when I do this.
I'm nervous. I'm scared.
Right? I end up just Googling the word that I accidentally said incorrectly.
And I see if it's actually incorrect. Yeah, I like this. I like this.
I hate you.
And then send us a text later.
I hate you. Because then, despite all of the hate I'm getting from the box right here, I sometimes discover that the word is actually a word because all sorts of words exist. And I am so proud to inform both of you that undisputable is also a word.
That's my Scrabble strategy.
How dare you doubt me?
That is my Scrabble strategy.
Scrabble strategy. Yeah,
throw some stuff out there, nouns, whatever. Yeah. Hey, that's a word.
Look it up.
What does it mean? I don't know. Look it up.
You want a challenge?
Right there.
You want a challenge?
Go ahead.
The difference between your strategy and Pablo's is you go in with confidence. Pablo, I knew you were wrong because the way it fell out of your mouth, like it was a turnover. You just like a little bit.
He did it. See, now it's like Dominique. This is like Dominique gets paid by the minute. I just want to take people behind the curtain for a second because Alabaster disrespected us by proposing a half an hour show today. And like we can't talk about
as if we
Aaron Rodgers in
this show.
For 45 minutes.
I could
do an hour and 45 minutes on Kyler Murray. I still have more Kyler Murray takes. Don't ever disrespect us like that again, Alabaster.
Start over. Bring back the menu. We want to start at Kyler. Oh, no. I can all and I am capable of that too. 45 minutes, my ass.
Give me, I'm gonna go with, God, these are pretty binary. I'm gonna go with a 70% chance. 70% chance. Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
I'm gonna go with a 2% chance. 2 for the number of seconds that Dominique just spent thinking of a synonym for ass before landing on ass.
That's an unbelievable point. Well done with that jump pass. All right, guys, last 2 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not
a jump passer, guys.
Big Choco Taco fan, so Jacoby, the floor is yours. As you say
I love
goodbye.
The Choco Taco. I've spent a lot of days just dreaming of this Choco Taco that is in front of me at the end of this hard work. The Choco Taco is extremely satisfying. It is superior to all other frozen treats. I'll explain why. Every bite consists of not just ice cream, but fudge swirl, some cone, that crunchy, crispy, and you get the coverage of the chocolate syrup. It's clean. God, I should have been better at this. I bail out. God damn it.
you like, ruined the trip.
I really fumbled that. Yeah.
Like this, the eulogy.
Yeah, you just stood up at the funeral of Choco Taco. and I'm just fumbling over my words. I'm like, he was cool, I guess. We had some good times.
So the move right there.
He picked me up once from the airport. But like, I love him very much, and I'm sure you do too. I just bombed. I just bombed at a eulogy.
Jacoby, you gotta pivot to tears right there. When you fumble so much, you pivot to tears.
I need to take a break. I'm too broken up. You guys take it from here. You guys take it from here.
Yep, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. And also,
you get
them
at 7-Eleven in the freezer. That's like it's like a desk drawer that you open up from the top. The freezer.
I just want everybody to respect the amount of self-imposed pressure that if you ever doubted how much a man could ever love an ice cream product, Jacoby's self-imposed pressure on trying to adequately describe how much he loves Choco Tacos
was one of the funniest things
I've ever seen.
I failed.
He just had so much to say.
Choco Taco. It was just awful. That's some of my worst content I've ever put out in my 23 years at ESPN. God damn it, Choco Taco, I love you. I know you know.
What a tribute. Just, I'm a strawberry shortcake guy myself, so
probably,
but it all sounds cool. Sounds cool, I guess.
No way.
You gotta get that Toll House Cookie Witch. That's the best thing in the whole ice cream truck.
Cosign.
Mm.
Goodbye.
I don't like it's just
Alabaster.
So
one of our best
basic.
Shows. One of our best shows. Talking about nothing.
Yeah, it was 30 minutes.
Please. But, my glutes, my derriere,
Fanny.